Brian Finn is here with the business.
Rachel, thank you. Food group Greencore has reported group revenue up nearly 6.5% to over £1.27 billion in its full year results published this morning. Group operating profit was around 11.5% higher at just under £83 million. Patrick Coveney is CEO of Greencore and joins us now from London. Patrick, the emphasis seems to be on your US operations. You're moving further west there. Is that where the focus of your growth is now?
Good morning, Brian. We're delighted with the the progress we're making in building growth in America, and this morning's announcement that will give us a platform over the next couple of years to extend our reach and our distribution right the way across the United States, from the East Coast where we started to the West Coast. But in substance, the core growth that we had in 2014, and I suspect it'll be the same in 2015, is from the very strong revenue growth and the very strong growth in the consumption of sandwich items that we have in the United Kingdom, which remains absolutely the core of our business at the moment. And I think that will remain the case for the next little while as well.
Your two main segments are the convenience food sector, which you've been developing for the past few years, but you're also targeting the food-to-go sector. What's the difference between those two categories?
Yeah, food-to-go is what consumers would know as immediate consumption food. So it's where you go in at either breakfast time or lunchtime and you buy a product that you can eat straight away. That represents about two-thirds of our revenue as we look forward, and that's the part of the market that I think we're best at as a business, and it's also the part of the market that's growing most quickly. The balance of our portfolio is also in, largely fresh food, but it's food that you would buy in a supermarket and bring home and prepare in some way, either in a microwave or an oven.
Now, you mentioned sandwich consumption in the UK, and there was quite amount of interest in Greencore's decision to go to Eastern Europe to recruit workers for your new factory in Northampton. Could you not find sufficient numbers of workers in an area that has nearly 7% unemployment?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Brian, we made a bit of a mess of that. The substance of what we're doing is quite different from what we allowed our position to be characterised as. So we're recruiting loads of British nationals in Northampton. More than half our current workforce are UK nationals. But two things I think are unfolding. One, there is a big demand, right the way across Europe to work in the UK. You would expect us, because we're an equal opportunities employer, to find the best people for every job. But also we have we've got a very strong growing business there. So we're going to, over the next couple of years, we're going to bring on board probably 250 new people on top of the 1,100 that we've got.
And will you get those from the UK, or did you go ahead with your recruitment in Eastern Europe?
We're going to get that from a combination of people in the UK and a combination of people from across Europe. But what I'd say on that is that the characterization of the Northampton investment as being imminent in terms of when new people are starting just isn't right. So that the extension to our facility in Northampton won't come on stream until the middle of 2016. So it's really going to be about this time next year that the bulk of that recruiting will take place. Our experience and my judgment is that we will fill out those roles from a combination of local people who've been living for years and years in the Northampton area and some people who are new citizens in the UK.
Patrick Coveney, CEO of Greencore, thank you very much indeed. Finally, the currencies in the euro buys $1.24.3 and just over 79 pence sterling, Rachel.